Thank you for the question. Two really good questions, actually. So the first one, I mean, if we save them money, I don't know. We can't help what they do with the money, I guess. So whatever they're going to do with it, they're going to do. We just help them save. But there is a topic kind of related to that, and I thought that's what you were alluding to, that is actually a proven issue in large jurisdictions like the U.S. that have done massive energy efficiency projects across the country, where whenever someone knows their impact is lower and they're getting savings, they actually consume more. So I think if you change all your light bulbs to high efficient light bulbs, you used to turn them off. But now you're like, well, they're all efficient, they don't consume energy, so I leave them on all the time. So basically what that does is it eats into the savings impact, but not so much to where it negates the project as a whole. And the other question was, utility rates play a huge role. So in heavily subsidized markets, our model, the shared savings that I presented today, doesn't work, because we can save the same kilowatt hours of energy, but that energy is just multiplied by the rate. So if it's a low rate, then the dollar savings is less, even though the investment in the capex is the same. So yes, subsidized markets or ones that have low utility rates, the shared savings model doesn't work. Now we have another model that's called the guaranteed savings model. So I don't know if anyone knows what an ESCO is, an energy services company. That's what we are. But the guaranteed savings model is where the customer pays, and we do all the same work, a turnkey project, but we guarantee the level of savings that we're going to provide. So if we tell them we're going to save $1 million a year, we'll give them a bond that says we'll save $1 million. So if we don't save $1 million, we pay the difference. So we lock in their payback, their cash flow, and their return.